The largest siege guns in the Federal arsenal were slowly hauled up to the Yorktown front, while McClellan engaged in a war of memos with Washington, claiming that the loss of McDowell's corps, plus other promised units, left him with just 85,000 men facing the Confederates' 100,000. Lincoln and Stanton, however, now had other military sources feeding them the real numbers that showed the Union force was far larger and the Confederate defenders much smaller than McClellan reported. Lincoln fired back testy notes that the general had more than enough men to quickly take Yorktown. "You must act," the president implored, but McClellan did not. He spent a month moving his big siege guns into place for the massive bombardment, providing ample time for Joseph Johnston to shift his rebel army to the peninsula, and for Prince John to substantially strengthen his lines at Yorktown. The second week of April, Pinkerton made a trip back to Washington and arranged a meeting with Lincoln. The detective wrote back on April 9th, advising McClellan not to complain anymore about losing McDowell's corps and to make the best use of the force he now had at his disposal. Pinkerton believed from his White House meeting that Lincoln still had confidence in his Army of the Potomac commander and was gratified in the highest degree with him, he wrote. Pinkerton's only caution: "I can see that the president thinks you are not sufficiently confident, and it disturbs him." Pinkerton had returned to Washington not just to scope out Lincoln's sentiment toward the army commander. The detective was also at the White House to deal with a crisis in Richmond.